This time for real, for real. Yeah, okay, it's the old phone, but this one only has 8% juice. Let me charge. Oh. Okay, charge. Okay. What? Whoa! Okay. Kikiriki! Oh! Okay. Kikiriki. Kikiriki. Let me check. Can you guys hear me well? Because I'm like turning away from. Yeah, now you should hear me well. Kikiriki. 4 times the charm. Which one is the right one? No, I have two androids, and the old one just seems to be outdated, so it doesn't show the function of adding of having it recorded. I am frantically refreshing my Twitter pause. Well. Kikiriki. Do you use any hashtag? No, just spam my just spam my notifications. Just reply. Yo. Kikiriki. No, an Android like A2. Poison and eliminate. I didn't think of that one. I was like wondering. Damn. I forgot about that one, but Ahmed did say, could be poison. Oh my God, I can't believe I didn't consider that at all. But no, I think all of that is too far away. Yes, it's being recorded now. I've been resting all day. I was gonna buy more cat food, but I had no I didn't feel well enough to go. I gotta buy it tomorrow. My cats, like, before I went to Murica, I went to the special pet food store and I bought them. I don't know if I told you guys, but I bought them all kinds of different kibbles from the same brand, but like 10 different options that are all grain free. And I thought they would enjoy it because it's expensive as fuck and high quality, but turns out I didn't like any of them. I opened up half of them and I gave them several bowls, and they just didn't eat it. So, I was like, should I return the rest, maybe? Or should I keep on trying? But eventually I thought, okay, they just don't really like this, probably because it has a really strong smell of like wild meat. It smells so different from other kibbles. So they didn't like it. And now I need over the few days where I was gone, I s just gave them some basic kibbles from the supermarket, but they also don't really like those that much, apparently. And they're not healthy. But it was enough for a couple of days, so I gotta go back and buy. Yeah, wasted. So wasted. I didn't return at all yet anything. Maybe I'll try returning the ones I didn't open yet. No, my mom was actually cat sitting, and she promised to clean my apartment when I was gone, but it wasn't even that dirty when I left. But yeah, she cleaned it a bit more, and yeah, I hope, but I kind of doubt with my mom that she gave my cats enough cuddles. I told her, mom, you have to, if you cat sit my cats, you have to give them lots and lots of love because they're so used to it from me. You have to pet them a lot. And she's like, yeah, of course, of course. But I don't trust her. Reason is that when we had a cat, the granddaughters, when we had a cat as a family, I was extremely clingy to the cat, to the extent of the cat hating me. My bro was like chill with the cat, but also very loving. So he wouldn't be clingy, but he definitely loved our cat. And so she also liked him quite a bit. And my mom, however, I don't remember her ever petting our family cat. I think she just maybe got, like, she likes cats, like the idea of cats. But she doesn't care for, like, cuddling them or petting them or, she does, she's just not affectionate, yeah. Bubba. No. She didn't brush them, but a few days is fine. They don't need to be brushed every day. I mean, it would be probably ideal, but as long as it's not like 2 fucking months or 1 month, like with my brother, usually it's fine. Yeah, I'll just go back to the previous cat food for now, even though it has some wheat in it, but it is the recommended brand from the vet. So in theory, I don't even know why a vet recommends wheat kibbles. The fuck? I mean, yeah, I wasn't recommended the kibbles. I was recommended the wet food from that brand, Royal Canin. But I would assume that, the kibbles are also supposedly recommended. Now, I tried ordering cat food before, but like our Austrian Amazon doesn't have good options. Not many options, and sometimes, like, I don't know, I feel like it's overpriced, maybe, or I don't know. So anyway, now recently I just like to go to the pet shop, but it's a bit far away, and yeah. Mm-hmm. like there's a lot of brands for cat food here. But yeah, for now, I'll just go back to Royal Canin. I just have to buy it. I'm gonna buy it tomorrow for the stream. I have some deadlines. The day before I went to America, the day before I went to America, I was like already given, I was notified of two deadlines. Two for song recordings and rather difficult ones too. And they told me, please record it until the 6th, I think. I think I was either traveling on the 6th or coming back on the 6th or something like that. So I was like, sorry guys, like, nah. I'm already so stressed out about the things I need to do in America. Can you, like, that's a week of a deadline and so sudden, and I'm traveling. Sorry guys, if I was at home, I could make it work, but not like this. So can we extend it until the 10th, please? And they said, yeah, okay. Okay. So now the problem is I got fucking sick right after getting back. And the deadline is tomorrow. Or kind of today. It may have been today. But now I think it's maybe one was for today and one was for tomorrow, because they were like, this one's okay on the 10th, but this one we really need on the 9th. Yeah, one thing I had to record while I was at Amma's place, but that was really short and nothing special. So that was okay, but yeah. Damn it. Damn it. Yeah, but I'm not even, like, I'm pretty good at deadlines normally. Amma told me I had to record something. And I submitted it, I think, on the day of the deadline or so. Like, 1 or 2 weeks ago. No, at this point, it's 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think. And then Amma tells me, she has the same deadline, and then she's like, oh, I didn't do that yet. And I'm like, girl, that, why? And she's like, eh. I'm like, I'm gonna do it. Come on, do it, do it. Do it, like, at least do it right away when I'm gone. And she's like, eh. Oh my God. Oh man. Please. Something where we're both involved. She doesn't record it. Girl. But I think I'm still good with my deadlines mostly. Now I'm just sick, and they gave me the deadline so suddenly and then so shortly. Yeah, she's generally, like, when it's her own things, I don't think she's a procrastinator, but when it's deadlines from management for projects on their side, I think she likes to procrastinate. Don't tell her I told you. Don't tell her. Yeah, so anyway, yesterday I was feeling embarrassed because Normally, I like to tell you guys in detail, like, what's going on, and when I'm sick, I want to tell you, so, because I feel like, there's this need for me to justify, like, as if I'm, justifying why I can't go to work or to school. I just like to be honest, so, but I didn't want to say anything, because I knew I had stomach cramps, but I knew that if I mentioned stomach cramps, everybody's gonna be like, "Oh, it's that time of the month again. Oh, such a woman." Some people will think that, and I'm like, I don't. It's not that. God damn it. Stomach cramps not always means that. So I was like, just waiting for it to go away. But it didn't go away the whole day. And then I thought, shit, I need to stream though. So I told you guys, but yeah. Today. Today I woke up and I had way less stomach cramps. So I thought maybe I could stream. But then I got up and I went to the supermarket, and the whole time I felt so empty. You know how you feel when, I don't want to go into detail, but you lose everything that's inside you. Yeah, okay, let's just say it like that. And I felt so empty and had no energy. And I thought, okay, I'll just eat something and I'll feel better. And I ate breakfast. And I ate like one of those yogurts. Acti. What's it called? Not Actimel. The other one. The yogurt. That's like green. Like the outer package is green. And it tells you that it's good for your stomach. And I ate that. Oh yeah, yesterday I just took a painkiller, but I don't wanna. I didn't take one today because I don't wanna unnecessarily upset my stomach. And I'm not in that much pain today, but even yesterday I feel like it didn't help. Yeah, people always jump to conclusions when a woman says, "Oh, I got cramps," or "Oh, I feel like this," or just when a woman is like kind of emotional, people are like, "Oh, she must be on her period." It's so fucking annoying. It's so annoying. Yeah, anyway. And even if I was, I mean, it wouldn't matter. But normally, yeah, I don't have that much pain. What did you eat while at the airport? I wanted to tell you that anyway, because I had mac and cheese for the first time in my life, I think. And it was so good. It was so good. Activia. Oh, yeah, that one. It was so good, but it was a huge portion. And then I had to throw the rest away. Like, I think I threw half of it away because it was huge. But I think it was the right choice because the food in the airplane was shit. So it's good that I filled up my tummy beforehand. But I don't think the mac and cheese, like, it tasted so good. How can something that tastes so good be so harmful? And also, wait, so I arrived then. Today's Friday. I started feeling like shit on the first day. I feel like this stuff, doesn't it usually, like, when you eat something and then you get food poisoning or something like that? Wouldn't it be on the next day? Because I think there was another day in between. So, what did I eat before feeling sick? Oh, I ate a bruschetta. I ate IKEA frozen Schottbullar, meatballs with the sauce and self-made mashed potatoes. But I had that before and I did not feel like in pain or anything afterwards. So I really don't know. Maybe it wasn't food poisoning, maybe it was just like a virus. I don't know. Oh no. It doesn't matter anyway, but it would have been interesting to know what harmed me so that I don't repeat it again. The cheese or milk? I think that's way the time when I ate that until I started feeling weird. I think that's way too much time in between. Anything expired or left over from when you left? No. But you know what my mom did? She wrote to me. 'Cause we didn't see each other when I came back. She left early and she told me I made a curry that you can eat from the leftover and expiring present tense? Not expired, not before expiring, but expiring presently. Ingredients in your fridge. And I saw in my fridge there's like three plastic boxes filled with it. And I'm like, thanks, Mom. That doesn't sound very appetizing the way that you described that to me. I'm not sure if I should be eating that. But she made so much. So. I did not eat it. I did not eat it. Don't worry. I told her I did. But I didn't. Because, like, what the fuck? You're telling me you made food for me, but with expiring stuff? Thanks. That sounds so appetizing. Thank you. Oh man. No, don't worry. It could have, if I ate it, then I would have probably expected that to be the culprit. It was, I guess, something else. Yeah, I don't know what it is. As I said, it doesn't matter, but I've been feeling blah. I still have like some tummy hurt. And when I get up, I feel like really weak and no energy. And like a zombie. Yeah. It doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. I hope she's not listening yet. If I told her I'm not eating that, she would be mad. Like, I don't know what she used, but I know her very well. I know that she would use, like, food that's close to rotting. And she doesn't look so close. Like when I cooked together with her in the past, like I had to sort out something that was like partially a little bit like molding or not looking good anymore because she was gonna put it in. And she doesn't look so closely. And I'm like, Mom, I'm gonna throw this away. And she's like, oh, okay. That one, okay. I'll forgive this one. Yeah, but normally she'll just use anything. And it may have been fine, but I haven't watched her create this, so I don't know. If I would have seen it, then I could judge it better. Yeah, anyway. Ah! She's listening. Fuck. Fuck! Her place over the weekend. Why are you listening? Why are you listening? Oh, I thought you wouldn't be listening when my brother and my sister are with her. Why? She's like waiting for this space. Oh. Unbelievable. God damn Oh, they haven't arrived, okay. Oh. Then yeah, well, I was not caught in 4K. This is not 4K. Oh yeah, 1,000 days. It's been 1,000 days since I debuted. 1,000 days. Yeah, I saw that like yesterday, I think. Some Japanese bro, I think, tweeted it. 1,000 days. Sheesh. Congratulations to me. Damn, 1,000 days. 3 years is getting very close to. Caught in love. MP3. What the fuck is DD5.1? Oh. Man, tummy hurt! I wanna make a tea, but I don't wanna get up. Ugh. Ugh. You know what, guys? Oh, sure. Remember when I was sick in Japan? I think that's when I bought like some heating sheets from a pharmacy, and I used it, and I didn't feel any temperature change in it. Legit. I think I was using it on my shoulder. 'Cause like everything was hurting, right? And I use it on my shoulder, I think. I didn't feel anything. Why is my nose so stuffed? What the fuck? And then yesterday, because I was so desperate, and the problem was yesterday was a public holiday in Austria. So I could not go to the pharmacy to get something specific. Why does this always happen on these days where I can't even help myself? Yesterday was the day in the morning. In the morning when it started. Oh, the Japan's not arc. Yeah. I was like, yeah, losing all my snot. No, but what was I saying? What was I saying? 24,000 hours? Really? Of streaming? No way. No way. Oh, you mean, wait, is 1,000 days 24,000 hours? Oh! Oh! That doesn't sound like 1,000 days. It sounds like it would be more hours. Anyway, I was saying. What was I saying? Yeah, I'm also thinking like currently we have so many holidays, what the fuck? And what was I saying? Oh yeah, I couldn't get anything for myself. But since the morning I had stomach cramps. And I thought, okay, we'll go away surely in 1 to 2 hours. It didn't go away. Then I was suffering for a while. Just hoping for it to go away. Go away, go away, go away. It wouldn't go away. It wouldn't go away. And then only after like 10 hours of suffering, I decided, okay, I'll take a painkiller. So late. So I took a painkiller. And the whole time, though, I was resting, at least. Okay, at least. And took a painkiller. And I found those warming sheets. And I put one on my tummy. And I have to say, this time it actually worked. I don't know if maybe back then, maybe because I had a low fever or so, I couldn't really comprehend temperatures. Maybe. Or it just didn't really work. Maybe that one was faulty. Nah. Because sometimes it does say on the packaging that, depending, like sometimes it doesn't work so well, depending on how you place it and like, maybe what you wear on top or so. I don't know. I don't think I did it so wrong. But it didn't work back then. But this time it worked. And it was warm throughout the whole night, even though it said only like short time heat on the package. But it was actually pretty good. Oh, my babies. My babies are sleeping or chilling on the bed, by the way, with me. And they're like curled up babies. As long as I'm not like right there in their face talking, they seem to be okay with it. For someone who doesn't like who doesn't have American medical care, you should avoid it like you do. It was a freaking holiday. I couldn't go. And then today I woke up and I was already feeling kind of better. So I thought, okay, I don't need to go to the pharmacy. But we'll see. And then I didn't go. But I still feel kind of blah. But I'll make myself a tea and I'll take maybe one more painkiller. Moom the pain away. It will all be moom soon. Is she saying that to me? No. 9th June? That's today. Is she indirectly talking to me? Why did she forget to add me? Did you wanna DM this to me? I don't think so, but I'm just gonna reply. Don't think she tweeted this for me, but it just works too well right now. Oh, she's like talking to me. She's talking to me. Mume's talking to me. That was towards me. I am parasocial towards Mume. She's talking to me. I know it. She meant me. She meant me. Oh, yeah. Thank God I didn't get sick in America. I don't think the food I ate in America was like harmful, though. Most of the time, actually, I think two dinners and like one and all the snacks I ate were made by Amit, and I don't think she put anything weird in it. I don't think so. Oh, and she gave me her cookie recipe, but when I asked her, she didn't reply right away. So I just went with a different, I just went with a different recipe, and it worked out nicely, and they're yummy. Yummy cookies. I think I could have left them. What the fuck, my nose? I could have left them in one more minute, maybe. But they're fine. Oh, Chunky Wonky, you got closer. You know when you turn around and your cat or your pet stands still, and then you turn around again, you look away from your pet. And then you turn towards your pet again, and they keep on coming closer, but you don't see them moving. That's Chunky Wonky. Oh, did you hear that? I touched her. The moment I touch her or look at her, she purse. Wait. Say hi. Say hi. Will you hi? Oh, very insightful. Interesting. Oh, yo. Yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum, At least my nausea is gone, and I just feel, I feel like I'm just feeling the after effects and a few smaller cramps. So we good. I can stream tomorrow, I'm sure. I need to stream. Wait, don't go. Chunky Wonky. I'm wrestling her. Oh, don't go. Okay, but we're streaming. My cat left me. We're streaming TOTK tomorrow. Yeah. I want to ask you guys for Diablo. I'm stuck in my blanket. Okay. For Diablo, a question. When you want to collab with someone, play together. Is it only like after a certain point that you can do that, or from the very beginning? Tell me, please. No, today was the plan to do a shorter stream to ease back into it, but no, tomorrow Zelda. Yes, 8 hour Zelda. Yes. It's okay. From you just need to get to the first city. Okay, and then you can you only do dungeons together or anywhere? Like once you connect, can you just run around together? Anywhere? Crony is doing necromancer. Okay, but the but since Kaela said she was gonna make a character for a collab purpose, maybe Crony would too. I don't know how far Crony got. Chunky Wonky, what are you doing? Meow. What are you doing? Did you hear? Hi. Did you hear that? Head to the city by following the campaign, and when you see the guy take the horse, that's when you start seeing players. Yeah, I think, I mean, I saw that in the beta. I saw all the other players in the beta, and they always showed up in cities. But yeah, you can go anywhere. Okay. How is the EXP split? How is the split? Do you get 100%? Or, like, whatever, split through the amount of members? Important MMORPG questions. Yeah, I don't know what character to make. But maybe the Diablo stream I plan for next week can already be a collab, and I'll just beforehand on my own level to that point. Because you guys already saw me play the whole beginning anyway through my beta stream. Based on who the party leader is. Okay. It would be nice if we would stay around the same level so we can do the same content, same story. We get more EXP when you play together. Because difficulties raised. Okay. Ooh. Ooh. So you get 100% from each mob, but plus 10%. So 110%. Didn't you want to be a druid? I saw a lot of other members, Japanese members and so on, were doing druid. I don't really care, I guess. I feel like everything could be fun. Don't know. I wouldn't mind adjusting myself to the other ones. But I don't know what they're planning to do. So I'll make a post in our collab channel or so. Or I'll make a group and I'll be like, "Hi, you guys wanna play together next week?" And then I'll ask them what class they wanna play. Haven't seen anyone go rogue. The archer? What? What? Oh, Polka is a druid. Wasn't Fubuki also a druid? I don't know. I think I saw something. Kaela, sorcerer, and barb. Rami, barbarian. Oh. Nina, necromancer. Muna and Crony, necromancer, too. Oh. And Callie wants to play necromancer, too. And honestly, she has, like, the full right to play
Necromancer, you can't reply to my meows, really? Meow. 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 Meow.
I made Chunky Wonky jump to me. Hi,
Hey.
Chunky. Ooh. Hey. What's your... Ooh. My cats are sleeping all day. I feel like they have energy right now. They want to jump around. Meow. But Chunky Wonky is always open for a lazy day, right? Yeah. No, don't leave me. Stupid cat. Stupid cat. I'm gonna fire them. I'm gonna fire them. You're fired. Takaroni Diablo. I don't know. Should I make a character that's only for co-op and then a normal character? But I don't think I want to have like two separate Diablo streams going on, to be honest. Maybe, no, I'll only make a co-op character. Here's a plan. I'll only make a co-op character, then we'll do some collabs, and I'm sure that after a while, the others, because they're not such completionists as me, except for Kayla, the others will probably eventually not be that interested in it anymore. Anyway, you know, when I'm sure we're not all, we don't all have the time and the patience to play through the whole game together. So at that point, I'll just continue playing alone with the character that I created for the collabs. How about that? That way, I don't have to kind of have like two different series for Diablo going on. You know what I mean? I feel like that would make sense. Yeah, so whenever they drop out and it feels like, okay, we've done enough, then I'll just play alone. If I still want to play more. Okay. The world scales, huh? If Kyla's level 80 and you join her at level 10, you both will have the same difficulty fighting the mobs. She won't steamroll everything. Also, will my level be raised or will hers be lowered? Congrats on 24,000 hours, thank you. Yeah. Enemy scale to our level. Shield be lowered? Oh. You will be a character with very limited options to one that has everything. What? Everyone will be scaled to level 95? What? What? Okay, I'm getting mixed information. Confusing. I'm trending. Oh, I saw yesterday. Wow, was it trending? And I went in the trending tag, but it was just pictures of the red sky and the person walking into it. Ayo, what the fuck? What is this? Ugh.
Tell me how it, but I think I'm getting hungry. Sneaking up behind me. Oh, baby. Okay, before I go, guys, I'll give you one more small, tiny tangent that is too small to put in a stream. Mini tangents for fake stream. That was the tangent. Did you not understand? Well, you should have learned cat language. Step up your game. No, just kidding. Ow, 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 ow. I was gonna say, when I was in the airplane, I was already, I don't know, kind of, like in pain and blah because it was stressful and exhausted. But so, long distance flights, there's like food service, right? And they bring you, like, with long distance flights, usually they bring you two meals. So in these two meals, of first time, they were serving with two people. One was serving the drinks and one was serving the food. And they were going through our like row line or row, whatever. And I was premium economy, so there are really not many seats. It's very, very like easy to have an overview of what's going on. And the food guy, I saw him like looking around pretty clearly. Like he was giving out food, but I think first he was giving out like maybe allergy specific food because he brought it to specific people first before going by order. But then it seemed like he was going by order and he gave the person next to me, I was in like a two-seater, and I had a window seat, and the person on the aisle got the food from him. And so I was like already looking over, like making my neck extra long to like be ready to receive. I had my tray table out, everything. I was paying attention, I was like, hey, bring it on. I'm ready for the food. I'm also gonna tell you what option I want. And then he just passes on and goes to the people behind me. And I'm like, what just happened? Am I getting it afterwards? Was the person next to me special? Did she get like a allergy meal or whatever? What's going on? And then behind him is the drink lady. And I kept on like looking back, like kind of panicking, like, oh, what the fuck? Like, looking back the whole time to the guy who's behind my row now. And then the drink lady arrives and she looks at me and she's like, oh, did you want some food? And I'm like, yeah, I just got skipped. I'm so confused. And so she tells him, and I'm literally the only person he skipped, but I wasn't sleeping or anything. He just, I don't understand. Like I was so confused. Why did, am I invisible? Did you not see me? What's going on? Oh, so weird. Yeah. And then It was either the next meal or that exact meal. But I was missing, it was so weird. I was missing salad dressing, and the lady next to me, she didn't need hers, so I got hers. But I was like, wait, so first I don't get my meal, and now I'm like missing stuff on my plate. Didn't have the salad dressing. And then when I unpacked, unraveled the cutlery that was like in a cutlery blanket. It was double. Everything was double. Get your shit together. What? How many things can be going wrong? Like, what? I was so confused. Yeah, I was like legit kind of like mad. Like, after that, I was like just giving them mean looks the whole time, especially the guy. I didn't say anything, but I was giving them mean looks. Like, dude, you ignored my existence. What the fuck is wrong? Yeah. No, they were not understaffed. And as I said, like, there were only a couple of rows in my class, premium economy. So it's like so few people. Like, premium economy is usually like 4 or 5 rows or so. So it's not that hard to serve them. I'm so confused. And he did serve the lady that was sitting right next to me. And I was looking at him. I had my, no, he didn't apologize. I had my tray table. I had everything set up. I was looking over like, hey, my arms are ready to receive. Yeah. What the fuck? He made a mortal enemy that day. He sure did. He sure, yeah, I gave him the stare of death. What the Man, so confused. So confused. What did I do wrong? Am I invisible? Can you guys see? The thing is, you guys can't see me right now. You can only hear me. Oh, that is concerning. Oh no, I should go to the doctor. Maybe I'm invisible. Maybe I turned invisible recently and I didn't realize. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Guys, I don't know if I can stream tomorrow if I'm invisible. What if you guys can't see me? Oh. Oh man. Mamaduko. Yeah, I'll put up a PNG. Update the app. Oh yeah, right. I only exist within the app. Oh yeah. I guess that's why he didn't see me. Just a ghost. I'm just a soul with no body. Oh my god, that's cute, Sky. That's literally me. That was a quick edit. Holy shit. I liked it if you guys want to see what I'm talking about. Although, I wasn't quite looking like that. I was more angry than PM. Man, my cats must be thinking, like, why is this lady always talking to herself? First, she always does it in her room, her office room, and now she's even doing it on her bed. Why is she always talking to herself? Our owner is getting so weird. She's so weird. Help us, please. Somebody help us. She's crazy. She's insane. Invisible. Okay, guys, I'm gonna make tea and food, perhaps. And I'll see you tomorrow for TOTK. And I'll be fine. I'll be fine, I think. So don't worry, guys. Usual weekend streaming time, 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. should be good. Possibly 4 p.m. because I have to record before the stream. I have to record some stuff. Say hi, Chunky Wonky. Bye bye. Say bye bye, Chunky Wonky. Say bye bye. We say bye bye. We go. Mummy's gonna stop talking to herself now. Yay! 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 Also, wow. Cute baby. Yeah. And then jump and wish her. Auf Wiedersehen for the beautiful Wawa and the Chunky Wonky and the smoothie for the whole Wawa family. Oh, meow, meow. Did you just meow at me? No, wait, it's better if, if I sing. And the KFP. Dun, 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 dun. For the smoothie too and the meow 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 meow. Meow, meow. Meow, bye-bye. Oh, bye-bye. Oh, my cats are too. Oh, Chunk has just jumped over me. She leaped over me and my phones. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, bye-bye. Oh my God. I'm scrolling. Bye-bye. 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 See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow. Bye-bye. Let me wave too. Does that work? Oh my God, there is a ladybug somewhere stuck in my room. I just hear the sounds of a ladybug trying to bonk against the wall. Bye bye. Ah, fuck. Ow. End space. Let's go.